Father God, we come at this time to bow our heads and humble hearts to give all honor and praise to thy name. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come out and study and hear a portion of your word, Father, that we may be able to get a better understanding of those things that you would have us to do, Father. We thankful, Father, for your word, the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls, Father. We're grateful for the Church of Christ, the one you purchased with your own precious blood, dear God. We are thankful, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung on Calvary, Father, that we may have an opportunity in eternal life, Father. We come today, Father, also asking special prayers on behalf of those on our sick list, Father. We, Sister Jackie, Sister Pickle, Father, we pray that you would just continue to wrap your loving arms of protection around them, Father. Brother James, who is at home recovering from surgery, Father, we pray that you would just continue to bless his body as well, Father. Pray for his wife, Father, she labored by his side, Father. I ask a special prayer, Father, on behalf of young Sister T, Father, a child, Father, as she recuperates from birth, Father. We pray that the baby continues to be healthy, as well as the mother, Father. We also pray for the family who is laboring with her at this time, Father. We pray, Father, for those who may be enwrapped, God, that they get here safe and sound without any hurt or harm, Father. We ask a special prayer on behalf of those who are not with us at this time, Father, who have strayed, Father, that they once will return back to the fold, Father, and give their life back to you, Father. We thank you again, dear God, for all that we are and all that you do. This we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Let us all say amen. Amen. I've been given a task on love. Love. Coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12, Paul instructs Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity and spirit and faith and in purity. And charity is love. So Timothy was to be an example of how we are to love within the body of Christ, within the church of Christ. So he was to be an example of what true love is, what Christian love is. So as I read it and studied it, I thought about Peter. So let's venture over to 1 Peter chapter 1. Briefly, I just want to look at something that Peter talked about that pricked my interest, and hopefully it will do the same for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. The Bible says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brother. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth in the body forever. Mm-hmm. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, I'm going to give you a short background briefly, but what I want to look at is verse 22. Okay. Fervent love one another. Those four words we're going to look at. Fervently, but why was Peter discussing this, talking about this? Because in 1 Peter 4 and 12, he tells them that they will face a fiery ordeal. And in verse 13 of chapter 4, they will share in the sufferings of Christ. And in verse 14, they will be reviled. These brethren will soon go through some hard times. And they were going through some hard times at the hands of the Romans.
Right.
So, and to encourage them and to encourage us, Peter gives them something to hold on to. So when you look at chapter 1, and when you look at verses 3 through 5, Peter tells them what God has done for them. See, in the face of everyday struggles, in the face of a world that is steeped in sin, in the face of disappointments and discouragement, Peter says that through God's mercy and Christ's sufferings, see, and their faith and obedience in Christ, they have an inheritance reserved in heaven. Right. See, giving them something to hold on to. And that is imperishable and undefiled, and that one day, all of this one day will fade away. See. Then in verses 6 and 9, Peter tells them to remain faithful. Even for a little while their faith will be tested, remain faithful. We must understand our faith will be tested. Mm-hmm. And if they will, they will obtain salvation for their souls. And then in verse 13, Peter tells them to always stay mentally, intellectually, and spiritually ready, to keep their hope fixed on the grace, and they will receive. That which when Christ returns. And as Christians, we need to do the same thing. So here in verse 22, Peter turns away from telling them to live holy lives because he is holy. So he turns away from that and he begins to talk about love. Verse 22. Peter says that they are to love one another. Now I want you to notice something, that word one another. It's an allelon in the Greek. It may be tomato, tomato, but it all means the same. A-L-L-E-L-O-N-E. Phrase in the Greek means that it is a reciprocating type of love. A reciprocating action. A back and forth action. A mutual love for one another. Paul is letting them know that we are to love one another. See, if we love one another, the church can't help but to grow.
That's right.
Everything a Christian is based on love, because the Bible tells us that God is love.
That's right.
See, if we can't get along and have love for one another, God isn't pleased, and if God isn't pleased, the Spirit of God will not dwell in darkness. So we must have love. It's all about love. I have encountered a many brethren that think this is a one-way street. Y'all know what I'm saying, one-way action. See, you have to love, but they don't have to love. But see, this is a commandment. And I'm going to show you that. We already know it. And we have a lot of our brothers and sisters, as long as I love them, that is great. But let me not love them like they think I should. And then there's a problem. See, what's wrong with him? See, it is a situation where you better love them no matter what, but their love for you is conditional. But that's not what Peter's talking about. See, that's not the kind of love that Peter's talking about. When he says love one another, the word love is in the Greek agape. See, unconditional. It is a love that is sacrificial, unconditional, and always seeking the highest good for your fellow man. It is a reciprocating love. It is you love me and I love you. See, that's what Peter is trying to tell us as Christians. See, when you study this, Peter seems to really want to emphasize how they are to love one another. So he doesn't just say love one another. He said that they are to fervently, or intently, or intensely love one another. This isn't a once in a while type of love. See, that we are going to have for one another. This isn't a love that is hot and cold. See, sporadic type of love. I love you today and I don't want to speak to you tomorrow. This is not what
Peter is talking about. Peter is telling us that we are to love one another every day. 366 days of a year. That's leap year. 365 without it. We need to love. This is what Peter's talking about. We are to love one another. This is something that you choose to do. Regardless of whether or not the other person deserves it, you still love. That's what a Christian does. We Christians are supposed to be the most loving individuals on the face of the earth. Amen. Why? One, because Jesus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
That's right.
That's the example that we are to follow. See, we are to love. When we don't love one another, that's a problem. God is not pleased with that. And on the other side of that, if you fervently love one another, you're not going to slight or do those things that are injurious to your brother. You're not going to try to hurt your brother or sister in Christ when you love them. You know what I'm talking about. You got a lot of brothers and sisters who do things out of spite.
Yeah.
See, but Peter wants to emphasize that the fact we are to love one another all the more. We're supposed to keep on loving one another. Even when folks get on your nerves, you still got to love them. Still got to love them. When you look at that again. In 1 John 3:18, the Bible says, don't love in word and tongue, but in deed and in truth. So a lot of folks can love by mouth, what they say they love, but their actions are different. Their actions are different. But as Christians, that's 1 John 3:18. But as Christians, we are to love not just in word, but in action. Because love is an action. Love is an action. You show love. You show love. How? By how you treat folks, how you talk to folks, how you show respect to people. Mm-hmm. It's an action. Peter wants to emphasize that we are to love one another all the more, because he is not only saying that we are to fervently love one another, but he says that we are to fervently love one another from the heart. This is not a feigned, shallow love. It's not a fake love. This is a deep-seated, emotional, not easily shaken or terminated, but it is a sincere type of love. As a Christian, this is a love that is going to love you no matter what you do or how hard you are to love. Well, you got some folks out there hard to love, but we still got to love them anyway. We still got to love them anyway. Got some folks out there don't want you to like, but you still have to love them anyway. Why? Because we were commanded to. We were commanded to, John 13:34. Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Right.
What is a commandment? See, maybe a lot of folks don't understand what a commandment is. Let me explain. A commandment is an act or a rule that must be obeyed. God didn't... Jesus ain't saying, do you mind loving somebody? Would you do this for me since I did this for you? He's saying, this is what I want you to do. See, the problem is, a lot of we take, this is not Burger King. We can't have our picks and chooses. We can't say, I want it this way, and we'll pick this, we'll follow this, and we won't follow that. We must follow the Bible. Every one of us, at some time or another, we'll get on each other's nerves. Human nature. See, all of us have our little personality issues. All of us are a little different. We all have different viewpoints. We come from different cultures, and we all different on different levels of spiritual maturity. But we still have to love. See, the love that Peter speaks of here is going to love regardless of all of those things.
That's right.
the racial divide. Nowhere in the Bible is that in the Bible. We're supposed to look. God don't look at color. We have to get away from that in this society that we live in. Some folk may have a little bit more money than somebody else, so they look down on others because they're not on the same money level or economical level. They only have a 78 Pontiac, and I got two Mercedeses, and I'm not going to speak to them. God don't care. But you got folks like this in the body of Christ that look down on others because they have less than what you have, but God does not care about that.
Right.
He said love. He didn't say love those who have what you do or have what you have. He said love one another.
I think I'm not good with time. Got 5 more minutes? Okay. Yeah, I'm not good with time. I just get. Let me skip because I got some other stuff here. I'm gonna skip. I'm not good with time. I go here. All right. When you look at first, and let me tell you, Peter's serious about this because in chapter 4, verse number 8. He says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for love covers the multitude of sins. Then he says in verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Use hospitality. See, this helps us to forgive offenses against themselves. He teaches us to forgive those to forgive. We have to learn to forgive. When you look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14, if I'm not mistaken, it says, Jesus said, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
Forgive from the heart.
That's right.
Because if you don't forgive, see, that's another thing about love. Love, we have to learn to forgive. Just as Jesus forgave us. So we have to learn to forgive. When you're going through some hard times and your money's not good and you're in that drought, when you're going through those trials, what do you need? You need love. You don't need criticism. You don't need to be kicked while you're already dying. You don't need conflict and discouragement. See, a lot of brothers, members of the body of Christ need to understand when people are down, when people make mistakes, when people have fallen, they don't need to be kicked while they're down. They need to be shown some love. What happens when you kick a man when he's down? He want to get away from around you. He don't want to be around you. Hey, what you kicking me for? And I'm already feeling bad. You need to show some love. Pick him up and dust him off and show that you care about it. That's what Peter's talking about. We have to show some love. We have to embrace one another when people are down, because everybody ain't on the same wavelength. We got to show some love. And my last text scripture, and I'm going to close, coming from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. And this is what Peter... This is what love is. It says love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah.
It's not jealous.
That's right.
Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Why does he stress this? Because that's what love is all about. That's what love is all about. Paul wrote that. That's what love is all about. We need to continue to love one another. We need to comfort one another, encourage one another, help one another, and support one another. Mm-hmm. Members of the body of Christ in the first century, they were all of one accord. And then don't tell me, because and a lot of people, when they had all the miracles and they had all that, no. They got the same thing we had. We got Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. They walked with him, but we walk by faith.
Right.
Not by sight. If we believe the book, and if we're obedient to the word of God, not just the part that we want to be, we'll learn how to love it.
Amen.
Amen. And then that church will grow like it should. I'm going to end it right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Here we are, betraying pilgrims. Here our path is often dim. But to cheer us on our journey, still we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions bright, soon we are. And it's just